International affairs are not happening by accident. There is an unseen person who is exercising control over these things. That person is not a human being, but the God of the universe, the God who is revealed in the Christian scriptures. And though God is superintending all the affairs of the international scene, He still has time for you and me. The Lord God has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. That means the Lord God is sovereign over the affairs of all nations of the earth. That is a remarkable truth. It was amazing to the people of the Bible times who heard it first from the Apostle Paul. He spoke those words to the official court of Athens, Greece, as it sat in Mars Hill. But they believed that each nation had its own God to whom it owed its existence and protection. How surprised they must have been to hear the teaching that all nations came from one God. The Lord God made all nations of men of one blood regardless of where they live on the earth. There is a basic unity of the human race. That term blood means stock or kindred or race. It points back to a common ancestor from whom all humans descended. Their blood is the same in its origin. The peoples of the earth are very different today. They have differing complexions and color, different height of stature, different languages and speech, different contours to their features. But each is still a Homo sapien, a human being. We all came from the same original human parents who are introduced to us by the Bible names of Adam and Eve. The unity of the human race teaches that no one nation has precedence over another. The whole human family is related as children of the same parents. And the unity of the human race teaches that there is an essential unity in deity. There is not a different God for each nation. One nation did not arise by the power of one God, and another nation by another God. There is but one God, and He has made all nations of men. God made all nations of men of one blood with the intention that they should dwell on all the face of the earth. Now, to dwell means to make one's home, to cultivate the land, to produce a livelihood. It is amazing to see how people can produce their necessities of life from such different types of soil and weather conditions. Each can find a way to become adapted to the land and climate condition in which he lives, from the barren deserts of the world to the frozen lands of the Arctic. And God's original commission to Adam and Eve was that they be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Deuteronomy 32:8 refers to the times when the Most High divided the nations to their inheritance, when He separated the sons of Adam. He set the bounds of the people. Yes, the earth has He given to the children of men. Genesis 10:25 speaks of the day when the earth was divided. The meaning may refer to the assignment of various portions of the globe to particular parts of the human family. Who made that division and assigned those portions? The Bible replies, the Most High divided the nations to their inheritance when He separated the sons of Adam. The evident teaching is that men should possess the earth with a sense of divine commission, and they should remember their debt to God for the advantages of each particular location where they settle. The sovereign God not only divided the earth and assigned it to branches of the human family, He also fixed, that is, marked a boundary relating to the time and place of their abode. Each nation, as well as each person, is in His hands. To say God has determined the times before appointed is understood by some to mean that God has determined the seasons of the year. But the whole passage is looking at the history of nations and not the four seasons of weather. It's better to understand the meaning to be that God has fixed the epochs of history for each nation. He has determined the cycles through which it is to pass, fixing the dates of the rise and fall of each nation. Such assignment of history before it happens was not arbitrary, of course, but according to his foreknowledge of the obedience or the rebellion of each nation to his divine will. Think of that act of divine sovereignty. The continents and islands were not settled by chance, but by a divine plan. Nations do not rise and fall according to mere circumstance, but according to the purpose of a sovereign God. That is the evident teaching of all the Bible, but it is best expressed in the words of Daniel 4:35, "He doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou?" We speak literally when we say of God, "The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all." There are not many gods in control of the nations of the earth. There is one sovereign God whose perfect will is being worked out in human history through the obedience and through the rebellion of men. And that sovereign God is our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. God has acted in sovereign power to set the bounds of habitation for the nations of earth. He has determined when each nation arises, the area it occupies and over which it exercises control, the length of its prosperity, and the circumstances of its decline and fall. But think of the implications of that great truth. First, God is in charge of international affairs. Second, nations should not be restless or dissatisfied with the place where he has located them. Third, he has given each nation sufficient limits so there is no need for wars of invasion and expansion. And fourth, he uses one nation to discipline another for its evil through the affairs of commerce and war. Amazing, isn't it? Now that was the lesson learned by the ancient prophet Habakkuk. He saw God raise up the Babylonian kingdom to discipline Judah for her sins and then overthrow the Babylonian empire because of her own wickedness and to release Judah from her captivity. The same thing is going on in the world today. International affairs are not happening by accident. There is an unseen person who is exercising control over international events. That person is not a human being, but the God of the universe. The God who is revealed in the Christian scriptures. He is the sovereign ruler over all nations and persons. Though God is superintending all the affairs of the international scene, he still has time for you and me. He loves us personally and individually. He is concerned about us. He moves to help us. His grace is extended toward us. You can see his love in the person of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who came to earth to die in our place, to make us children of God by faith. The God of the universe is the Father of those who trust Jesus Christ. Father, we cannot grasp the extent of your divine person and that you should be sovereign ruler over all, and yet we know it is true. And even more, we do not know how you could be concerned about each of us, but we know that also is true. So thank you for such love and mercy expressed to us that we can be your own dear children through Jesus Christ. Give us grace to trust you the more and to love you the more, for Jesus' sake. Amen.